45-67.
Hey there, 45-67, I got your priority. What's going on?
Yeah, I got a gentleman here with a walker. He's getting on, but I am kind of a little bit worried, but he's got blood all over his hands, like you stuck your hands in like a bucket of paint, and he's got a huge cut on his left hand that's actively bleeding, and I'm really concerned him getting on the bus and actively bleeding, especially with everything going on right now.
I 100% understand that. If you gave him paper towels, would that be able to contain the bleeding? Is it bleeding worse than that? Do I need to send medical to this guy?
I guess he was crossing the street and fell, and he cut up his hands. He seems okay. I'm just more worried about, him touching anything on the bus or blood getting on somebody else, and, there's really no place to wash up,
I understand completely. Will paper towels, if he puts pressure on it with a paper towel and sits down, hopefully not touching anything but his walker, do you think that will contain what's going on?
Okay, I'm a little concerned with, somebody actually actively bleeding. And yeah, we could do that, but I'm telling you, his hands, the front of his clothes, his walker is all covered in blood.
Right, I get that. I'll leave it up to you. I'd hate to deny the guy service, but I also understand with what everything that's going on that we don't want somebody bleeding all over our buses. Again, that's why I was asking if paper towels would do the job or if he's bleeding worse than that. If it's bleeding worse than something that paper towels can take care of, I may need to, call this guy an ambulance and have them come out and take care of him.
Well, right now he just stepped off the bus and, I'm pointed out, towards Target at the transitor here, and now he's actually started walking, he pretty much started walking right, so that would be eastbound, and I think somebody needs to just kind of check him out.
Okay, so he's off your bus and he's walking away from you now?
He is, but now, he's not on the bus, but I'm just more concerned about the guy right now.
Okay, you can go ahead and roll, and I'll get somebody headed over that direction.
Okay, yeah, he's headed over to that, by the Sears building. He's wearing gray sweatpants, white male, gray and black tennis shoes. He's got a tan baseball cap, and then he's got a dark blue jacket with white stripes all over it. They're reflective, and he's got a red walker. And he's probably in his maybe mid-60s, maybe 70s.
All right, copy that. We're going to time out.